food festivals and tasting, culinary festivals, chef demonstration and food tasting provides unique dining experiences and draw food enthusiasts to the mall. So, as I've said earlier, that during the mango season, there could be a mango festival, there could be contest with related to eating mangoes or eating the huge number of mangoes or some other festivals related to mango. Definitely that would lead, that would definitely have a rise in the footfalls. Similarly, there could be a contest, there could be a contest with regards to women having chef, or they need to cook some product, or they need to cook some food items in the atrium. There are chef demonstrations, so they will come, they will make some food items, they will show it. So all those things along with the food tasting will definitely gives a unique dining experiences to all the visitors. So all these activities are done to drive footfalls. Art and handicraft exhibitions showcasing local artists' work and hosting handicraft exhibitions contribute to the cultural richness of the mall environment. So art and handicraft exhibitions showcasing local artists' works and hosting handicraft exhibitions contribute to local richness of mall and environment. So certain times the mall encourages the works of small artists. They encourage handicraft. They also promote the culture, and definitely having such melas or having such stores, or they are having a temporary stores over there, or they are given tents over there to showcase their talent, definitely helps into a brand building. And that also, if certain visitors wants to buy handicraft, definitely there is always a market available for them. Limited time offers and contests, exclusive promotions, discounts and contests generate excitement and encourage impulse purchase among shoppers. So the mall needs to come up with lot of promotions. They come up with lot of contests. They come up with discount coupons. They generate, these contests generate lot of excitement, and there are lot of games also which are involved. So in case of a customer wins a game, they are entitled for some discount coupons. They are entitled for some free gifts, and definitely that encourages impulse purchase among shoppers. So now we'll move to the next part, which is the infrastructure management. Infrastructure management encompasses facilities provided to tenants within the mall. So there is a tenant mix, and when the mall starts, they invite lot of tenants to, they invite lot of retailers to come and set up at the store in their specific mall. Now what happens is, even the tenant will ask what are the facilities which will be provided to them. So definitely there's a lot of planning which goes into, there's a lot of planning which happens during for the tenant fitment as well. They need to provide, the first thing and the first and foremost thing is the adequate power supply is required to run a store, addressing safety concerns, managing signage, water supply and sanitation. So when the fitment happens, the retailers who are going to be the tenant, they will ask what are the facilities which is being provided to them. Will the mall be providing adequate power supply? Will they be addressing security safety concerns? So there should be fire hose, and there should be different safety features available. There could be how the guards would be available in the night. There are guards available throughout the day. Managing signages, so there should be signages which will guide customers to reach their store. Will there be a water supply for the customers inside the store? Will there be a facility with regards to the washroom inside the store, again in the mall as well? And what is the sanitation services or provided to them? So all those things will be asked by the tenants. They will be asked to the mall team, and what are the facilities they are going to get. Risk management aspects such as safety measures, asset liability and environmental audits are also part of infrastructure management. So risk management is regards to the store theft and other vandalism as well. What are the CCTV, what are the safety measures available, number of guards available, will there be, definitely as per the law, they need to have a CCTV footage. What would be the asset liability, what could happen in case of there is a vandalism or there is an attack. And definitely environmental audits are also key, also a part of infrastructure management audits. Regular maintenance of schedule for elevators, escalators and other infrastructure components. to be a successful mall, there has to be the regular maintenance of the escalator and elevators need to be done so that any given point of time they are up and running. Implementation of energy efficient systems to reduce operational cost and environmental impact. So the malls need to definitely use certain energy efficient systems which will reduce operational cost for them and which are environmental friendly and that doesn't impact environment. Now if you see infrastructure management, there is power, so they need to have UPS with 100% power backup. There has to be HVAC supply, so that's the AC air conditioning system. There is emergency lights in all area which needs to be done with regards to the power. With regards to the safety, fire detection and firefighting system needs to be in place. The safety signages needs to be in place. Security system needs to be in place. Another miscellaneous points is adequate parking, separate toilets for staff and customers, building floor directory and water facility. So all these things needs to be there to ensure that the tenants have, when they come in, they open the store, there is adequate facilities available, and hence definitely the footfall also is very important, because only providing these facilities will not result in case if there are no customers. So along with these facilities and with footfalls, that is going to be a win-win for the tenant as well as the mall operations. Ambience management focuses on enhancing the overall shopping experience for the consumers. So in case if the ambience is not good, the customers will not walk in. Less footfalls results into losses for the store, for the tenants. Definitely mall will become a flop. It will not be a hit. It involves maintaining parks, fountains and overall aesthetic appeal of the mall. So definitely the mall has to have an aesthetic appeal. They need to have gardens, they need to have parks, they need to have fountains, which will add to overall, as it will add the aesthetic appeal and ensure the customers come back again. A well-designed ambience with lush green landscaping and sitting facilities and the food and beverage option can increase foot traffic and customer satisfaction. So a lot of focus, a lot of planning also goes into designing lush green landscaping gardens along with having sitting arrangement which gives fresh air as well. So all those points needs to be taken into consideration. Also the food and beverage option needs to be there so that the customers, as any given point of time they are tired and they want to freshen up, they can have a cup of coffee, they can go to food court, they can enjoy the beverage, and all these things will definitely increase foot traffic and result into customer satisfaction. Regular inspection and upkeep of landscaping features to ensure a visually appealing environment. Definitely if there is a landscaping, they need to hire an agency or they need to have a full-time person, and the regular upkeep of landscaping will definitely help into ensuring that the mall is visually appealing. Integration of music, lighting and seasonal decor to create a festive atmosphere. So normally whenever there is a festival, there is a theme, there is an atrium, and definitely the music, appropriate music with appropriate lighting and the seasonal decor will definitely creates an atmosphere which is inviting for the customers. Traffic movement. Traffic management involves regulating foot traffic and parking facilities. So the mall management regularly keeps in touch with the local police department as well. So in case if there's a festival, they're anticipating a huge crowd, definitely they plan a lot of things. They need to ensure that the mall has sufficient parking and there is a management, and there is additional space available in case of the normal, there is footfall which are more than normal. Now, traffic management also includes crowd management within mall and ensuring smooth flow of traffic. So there are always guards available and they are being given responsibility of crowd management, where they ensure that the there's a smooth flow of the people. They are constantly moving and there is no crowd which is gathering together, which might lead a situation of stampede. So they also need, the mall definitely needs to ensure that the number of people entering the mall, they need to keep an eye, and definitely they need to ensure there is a smooth movement, there is a smooth flow which is happening, and which results into, which is always taken into care, the safety of the customer is always taken into consideration. Proper design and spatial distribution of tenants can mitigate congestion issues with efficient parking facility, ensure convenience for visitors. So when the zoning is done, when the tenant mix is fixed, they have to come, they need to come with a plan that they ensure that the tenants are placed in such a way that there is constant movement of the customers, that there is no congestion, the crowd is not getting collected or getting stayed in one specific area. There is a constant movement, ensuring that safety of the customer as well as its convenience for the visitors as well. Implementation of digital signage and wayfinding systems to guide visitors to reduce confusion. So if you visit any mall, there would be at the entrance of the mall, there is a desk and there is a huge signage. Similarly, there are direction signages and there are maps and there are guides which are kept over there. So at any moment of time, the customer gets lost or they are looking for a specific store, definitely there is a way where they can find. So the mall needs to have digital signages. They also needs to have a wayfinding system where the customer can check where they are located exactly and where they need to reach. They can take those steps, they can take those sign, they can use those signages and reach to that specific stores. Collaboration with local authorities to optimize traffic flow around the mall during peak hours and special events. So the mall management actively seeks help of authorities, local authorities. So definitely in within the local authorities, there is police and they take help of the local authorities to ensure that in case if there are more footfalls during the festival or peak hours, then that can be tackled and that can be handled in a smooth manner. So we'll see leasing process in malls, market research. So the first point is to conduct thorough market research to understand demand and identify suitable tenants based on demographics, consumer preferences and industry trends. So as and when the stakeholder, whether it's a builder or a developer or they plan, if it's a corporate, big corporate, they plan to come up with a mall, they need to do a lot of market research. They need to understand the demographics, what are the customer preferences and what are the industry trends. So they need to find out that in case if they come up with a mall, will it be successful? Will it generate revenue? Will it be profitable? And definitely a market research plays a bigger role in that. The next important point is the talent selection. So they need to screen prospective tenants. They need to ensure that there's a right mix available so that there is, that will drive footfalls in the mall as well as it will ensure that the tenants, they also grow along year on year on yearly basis. The next point is negotiating lease terms. Negotiate lease terms including rental rates, less lease duration, maintenance responsibilities and tenant improvement allowances. So when there is a tenant mix is being fixed and once they decide which tenants are going to come, they need to have negotiating team lease terms with them. The agreements clearly says that in case if they don't generate a certain amount of business, definitely they will be moved out. So these are certain terms and condition. There would be escalation in the rental amount every year. So that also needs to be decided. Obviously, if the store is making profit, definitely it will, certain percentage will go to the mall as well. So all those terms and conditions are negotiated and the store needs, the mall needs to ensure that when the store performs well, when there are footfalls and the store performs well, definitely the success of stores, the success of tenants will lead into the success of mall as well. Signing lease agreements, finalize lease agreements outlining the rights and obligation of both parties. So whenever the lease agreement is signed, it has to be a win-win. It has to ensure that the rights, the tenants get the whole facilities what has been promised to them. And definitely they both need to work as partners so that the success of one will result in success of other. Lease process overview, overview of leasing process from tenant identification to lease agreement finalization, ensuring alignment with mall objectives and target audience. So the lease agreement finalization is also an important point. Once the tenants are fixed, The mall needs to ensure that they do the final agreement and they come on board, ensuring that the mall achieves, the mall objectives are achieved, and therefore that will also pull target audience for the mall as well. The role of lease and contract management, enforcing lease terms, ensure tenants adhere to lease terms, including payment of rent, maintenance of obligations, and compliance with operational guidelines. So what happens when the tenant is fixed? The tenant also has an obligation of paying the rent on time. They also need to make any payments which is demanded, which was mentioned in the lease agreement. And therefore, all the compliance needs to be followed. So in case if a store is selling food items, they need to have the food license. They need to, if they're selling pesticides, they need to have a pesticide license. So they need to comply with the operational guidelines. As per the law, they need to follow all the compliances which are required by the law of the land. Resolving disputes, address disputes promptly and fairly to maintain positive relationships and uphold contractual obligations. So in certain, just giving an example, in certain malls, the AC is centrally provided. And in case if the store is facing issues with regards to the HVAC, then that needs to be solved immediately. It should be solved promptly. So it should not have the relationship to be maintained, because if the tenant doesn't perform, definitely it will be a failure on mall's part. So resolving disputes needs to be done immediately. If the store is facing issues with the light or facing issues with sanitation or some other plumbing problem, that needs to be resolved immediately so that there's a win-win and they both grow together. Lease renewals, manage lease renewals by negotiating terms with existing tenants to retain them or seeking new tenants for vacant spaces. So the mall needs to maintain relation with the tenants as well, and when there is renewal of tenancy laws, when there is an end of agreement, so they need to either sit and negotiate rates so that the current tenant stays back and they continue business. And in case if they wish to discontinue, then the mall team needs to definitely go out and check new tenants for the vacant spaces. Handling tenant issues, address tenant concerns and inquiries efficiently to maintain tenant satisfaction and retention. Importance of lease management, highlight the crucial role of lease and contract management in maintaining smooth operations and positive tenant relations. So what is important is maintaining the relationship with the tenant, because that's very important. In case if the tenant doesn't perform, it will not drive footfalls. If the tenant mix is not right, definitely the customers will not come, and it will be definitely impacting the mall's operation as well. So the mall operations team needs to ensure that they have good relationship with tenants. All the support is provided and ensure that the tenant grows, thereby resulting in more footfalls for the mall as well. Effective lease administration, maintaining lease records, keep accurate records of lease agreement, rent payments, security deposit, and other important documentation. So the mall team needs to ensure that they do proper documentation with regards to the lease agreements, the rent paid, the receipt issued, security deposit paid, and anything which is commercial there's a commercial relation between both tenant and the mall management. So all the records needs to be up to date at any given point of time. Tracking lease expirations, monitor lease expiration dates to initiate renewal discussions or plan for new tenant acquisitions. The mall management team needs to keep an eye on the agreements. They need to ensure that the renewal is done on time if they wish to continue with the same tenant. In case if they want the tenant to leave, then they need to start finding new tenant, and that needs to be done well in advance so that there is no revenue loss for the mall. Managing lease documentation, ensure all lease documentation is organized and accessible to facilitate lease audits, compliance checks, and tenant communication. So when the documentation is done, the mall management team needs to ensure that as and when there are audits, when there are compliance audit, all the paperwork is easily available with regards to the mall management as well as with the tenants, so that there is a smooth audit which happens and the audit is successful. Streamlining administrative process, implement efficient systems and processes for these administration to optimize operational efficiency and reduce administration burdens. So the paperwork and the once the tenant is fixed, there is a lease agreement, there is agreements are done, there is tenants are already on board, they are already working, and there's a renewal of agreement. So there has to be systems which needs to be implemented where there is reduced the lease agreement needs to be renewed in an easy manner. It should not be an administrative burden for the mall as well as for the tenant. The tenant relations emphasize the importance of building and maintaining positive tenant relationship, foster collaboration and support tenant success. So the tenant relationship is very important. They need to have a good relation with the tenant to ensure and that they get a good experience in the mall. They are flourishing, they are expanding, and therefore when they flourish, when they expand, definitely the it will be reflecting the success of the mall management. Budget planning and forecasting. So yearly budget creation, mall manager creates a budget, detailed budget outlining expected income and expenses for the upcoming year. Similarly to a store, our store manager makes budgets. Similarly, the mall manager makes a budget, it's sent to the stakeholders for approval. So there is a clear-cut bifurcation, how much the income they're expecting and what would be the expenses for the coming year. That needs to be managed, that needs to be maintained in the budgets. Financial forecasting, predict future financial outcomes based on the past data and market trends to anticipate challenges and make informed decisions. So there the mall manager needs to do a forecast, they need to predict, they need to ensure, they need to be in sync with what's happening in the industry, what's happening in the market. In case there's a recession, there might be number of less footfalls. So they need to check the market trends, they need to anticipate challenges, what will be the challenges in coming year, and then they need to plan accordingly to ensure that there is no, the footfalls are not affected and the tenants enjoy good footfalls. Setting clear financial goals, establish clear financial goals to ensure efficient operations and profitability. So the mall normally does agreement with regards to tenants. There could be agreement with regards to the fixed rent, or there could be agreement with regards to a percentage of sales. So this setting of clear financial goals is done when the tenant comes, when there is a zoning and they are selecting tenants. There is a communication which says that, okay, in case if you take a store in our mall, definitely you need to pay a fixed rent, or there would be a fixed rent and a percentage on sales. So all these financial goal settings needs to be done well in advance to ensure efficient operations and profitability for the mall. Aligning budget with objectives, ensure the budget aligns with mall objectives and strategic priorities. So when the mall is being set up, they and when the tenants are being fixed, they have a clear-cut goal with regards to the objectives and what are the strategic priorities. So every mall also have that vision, mission, and they know where they want to go. So they need to stick to those parameters. They need to ensure that whichever tenant is coming, they are giving results and the mall is successful in operations. Forecasting tools and techniques, utilize the advanced tool and techniques for accurate financial forecasting and planning. The mall needs to use software, they need to use technologies to ensure that what they are predicting is accurate, what they are forecasting is accurate, and when what as and they are functioning as per the forecast, and they are delivering what is the objective of while they were setting up the mall. Cost management optimization, negotiating contracts, negotiate contracts with service providers to secure favorable terms and reduce cost. So when the agreement is signed, definitely they need to negotiate in such a way that it's win-win, it's favorable for them all, that they generate more revenue at reduced cost. Energy optimization, optimize energy usage through efficient systems and technologies to lower utility expenses. The mall needs to have a lot of system in place where they optimize the energy. There's less wastage, which results into less cost and more profitability. Streamlining processes, identify and streamline process to eliminate inefficiency and reduce operational cost. So the mall also needs to be proactive in identifying and streamlining process where they eliminate inefficiencies. So there are chances where there are inefficiencies, the guards are more, the lightning is used more than that. There are other inefficiencies as well. So they need to keep an eye, they need to ensure that they are on the top of situation. They always, there is efficiency in operations and there is operational costs are under control. Monitoring cost reduction initiatives. Monitor the effectiveness of cost reduction initiative by ensure sustainable savings. So definitely they need to use a lot of products, or they need to come up with such ideas which are sustainable, which is definitely helping in reducing the cost and enhancing the profits for the mall. Implementing efficiency improvements, implement efficiency improvements to enhance cost effectiveness and operational efficiency. So one of the sustainable things which a mall can do is they can install solar panels, and definitely they can use as an electricity. So that is one of the sustainable, it's environment friendly as well. It will reduce the cost of the HVAC and other lights as well. So they could do a lot of initiative. They can do a lot of CSR activity. They can use a lot of equipments and assets which will definitely enhance in cost effectiveness and which results into operational efficiency. Revenue enhancement strategies. Definitely the mall needs to have a lot of revenue enhancement strategy in place. Diversifying revenue sources, explore additional revenue streams beyond rent, such as advertising, events and partnerships. So the mall cannot only rely on the rent part from the tenants. They need to also have different strategies. They need to earn revenue either from advertising, by putting boards which they can charge. They can have events where they can earn money, and definitely they can have partnerships with other corporates as well, which will generate revenue for the mall. Strategic tenant selection, select tenants strategically to maximize rental income and appeal to target customers. So while doing the tenant selection, they need to ensure that they have the right tenant and they are placed strategically, which will drive footfalls for the mall as well as for the store, and which has a good target appeal to the customers so that it brings repeat business to them. Marketing partnerships, collaborate with local business and sponsors to offer value-added services and enhance revenue opportunities. So the marketing team of the mall also needs to have a lot of partnerships. They need to do a lot of collaboration with local business and sponsors so that definitely it creates an excitement in the store atrium, in the mall atrium, and also generates revenue for them. Thereby, it's a win-win for everyone. Promotional events and sponsorship, host promotional events and secure sponsorship to generate additional income and drive foot traffic. So certain times when there is a movie launch, the mall can do a partnership with the marketing team of the movie. They can get sponsorships, they can host the event, they can get a celebrity on in the mall. That will definitely drive income and they will drive footfalls for the mall. Evaluating revenue potential. Assess the revenue potential of various initiatives and prioritize those with highest return on investment. So there are other options also available with regards to the revenue, which they need to evaluate, and time and again they need to use a check which initiatives taken by them will generate additional income for them, and they need to always evaluate between two options. So whichever is giving higher revenue, with highest return on the investment, they need to go with that. Financial performance analysis, the regular financial reporting, generate and analyze regular financial reports to assess the mall's financial performance. So the store also needs to file a lot of reports. They need to keep checking the financial reports. They need to check the health, financial health of the mall. So time and again, regular audit needs to be done. They need to check which tenant is growing, which tenant is giving more revenue. So all those things needs to be checked on a monthly basis and half yearly or yearly basis as well. Key performance indicator, monitor key performance indicator of occupancy rates, profit margins and revenue growth. The mall needs to ensure that the mall is occupied, there is occupancy rate is 100%, the stores are having good margins, profit margins, they are growing, there is a revenue growth as well. So this key performance indicator needs to be, there has to be a constant monitoring on these KPIs as well. Variance analysis, conduct variance analysis to compare actual financial results with budgeted targets and identify areas of improvement. So when a mall starts, they have a budget, they know that they need to generate that much income, and in case there is a variance, if they are not able to reach the targeted amount, they need to go do root cause analysis and ensure that they have a solution, they identify areas of improvement, and they come back, they are on top of situation, ensuring that they make revenue what they had budgeted. Benchmark financial performance against industry standards and competitors to identify opportunity for optimization. So every industry has benchmarks, and if you would have seen earlier, the Forum Mall in Bangalore is number one in driving footfalls. So similarly, it has reached a benchmark, and other malls, if they want to be successful, they need to ensure that they are following the benchmarks, what a Forum Mall is doing or what an industry is doing, to ensure that they are on top of the situation. They need to track what competitors are also doing, and they need to adopt the best practices which is already established by a mall leader or the industry leader. Strategic decision making, use financial analysis to inform strategic decision making and allocate resources effectively. So the mall needs to have a strategic decision. They need to ensure that all the analysis which they are doing with regards to the decision making, they need to allocate resources effectively so that there is always the tenant is happy, the customers are happy, there is a repeat flow of customers, ensuring success of the mall. Now we'll see risk management and compliance with regards to the malls. Assessing financial risk, identify and assess financial risks such as lease defaults, economic changes, and regulatory compliance issues. So this mall management team needs to keep an eye that at any given time, the tenant is not faltering on the lease payments are done on time, there are no defaults, economic changes. So definitely in case if there's a recession, the markets are going slow, then the mall needs to ensure that the store is doing well. If they're not able to perform, then they immediately need to move that tenant out. They need to get a new tenant. Similarly, there are chances where there was a pandemic, there was COVID, the stores were shut, and definitely that has definitely resulted into a big losses for the store as well as for the malls as well. And definitely they need to keep in check the regulatory and compliance issues. So in case if the tenant is not complying, following the laws of land, they are not having renewing licenses, they are having a discipline issues, definitely they need to ensure that those tenant is out and they get a new tenant. Developing risk mitigation strategies, develop strategies to mitigate financial risk and protect malls' financial stability. So normally what malls do, they constantly keep giving targets to the tenants as well. The targets with might be with regards to the upkeep of the store, the targets could be with regards to the sales. So they always mitigate risk. They need to ensure that the store performs, and in case if they are given allocated an area on the ground floor or near the entrance, and if they don't deliver certain percentage in sales or they don't deliver certain amount in sales, then they might be moved to a different zone or different area as well. So the mall needs to mitigate risk. They need to ensure that all these stores are performing and they're paying their rent on time, so that helps into mall's financial stability. Compliance monitoring, monitor compliance with financial regulations, lease agreements, and operational guidelines to avoid penalty and legal issues. The mall management needs to keep an eye on the financial stability of the tenants as well. So in case if they are not doing physically, they are not doing financially well, they need to ensure that they get a new tenant or they have sufficient deposit, rental deposit, so that any given point of time they don't suffer loss. They need to keep an eye on the lease agreements and to check operational guidelines, so that because of in case the tenant has not renewed license and there is a penalty, obviously the mall needs to ensure that they don't land up in trouble. So all those compliance needs to be monitored. There has to be a proactive step which needs to be taken to ensure that there is no physical and there is no financial damage to the mall. Legal and regulatory compliance, stay updated on legal and regulatory requirements, ensure full compliance to mitigate legal risk. The mall management team needs to have an updated knowledge, and whatever there are, if there are any changes with regards to the regulatory requirements, the mall needs to ensure that the store and the tenants are following it, and there is less risk of any legal penalties on them as well. Continuous improvement, continuously review and improve risk management process to adapt changing market conditions and emerging risk. So the mall management needs to be abreast. They need to know what's happening in the industry, and they have to continuously, they be updated, and they need to review and monitor risk, and they need to mitigate the risk. So at any given point of time, there is no physical or financial loss to the mall. Whatever is the condition outside, they need to mitigate the risk, and they need to forecast in case if there are any challenges, they need to ensure that they are on top of the situation. So today we saw what is mall operations are, what is zoning, what is how the anchor tenant helps into getting footfalls, how zoning is done, how tenant mix is decided, what are the rentals, what are the facility needs to be provided to the tenant, and that's how the mall operation functions. So with this, I sign off. Thank you.